Exclusive, Representative Andrew Clyde and 90 Republicans propose to block Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. By Sean Moran on September 15, 2022. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, and 90 House Republicans introduced legislation on Thursday that would block the implementation of President Joe Biden's pro-abortion executive orders, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Congress cannot cowardly stand by as the leader of the free world wields his executive power to murder countless innocent unborn lives, Clyde said in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News. In order to protect the precious unborn, we must block and defund the Biden administration's unconscionable, undemocratic, and unconstitutional executive orders. As an unapologetic defender of the unborn, I'm proud to introduce this legislation to prevent taxpayer dollars from funding the left's radical abortion agenda, preserve the integrity of our nation's highest court, and protect the sanctity of human life. Clyde and the House Republicans introduced the Protect the Unborn, Undo the Negligent Biden Orders Right Now Act to prohibit the implementation of and funding for President Joe Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. On July 8, Biden issued Executive Order 14076, the Protecting Access to Reproductive Health Care Order, which promotes access to abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade. After Clyde led 56 Republicans to rescind the rule, the Biden administration doubled down and wrote Executive Order 14079, the Securing Access to Reproductive Health Care Order. In response to Biden, the 90 House Republicans introduced their bill to block and defund both anti-life executive orders. Many pro-life groups such as Catholic Vote, Family Research Council, and Heritage Action support the bill. The Dobbs decision was a major milestone in the fight for life, but it was only the first step in protecting the unborn. The next steps include pushing for new protections for life at both the state and federal level, but they also must include pushing back against Biden administration actions aimed at circumventing state laws that protect life, Jessica Anderson, the executive director of Heritage Action, said in a statement. Rep. Clyde's legislation that would block President Biden's pro-abortion executive orders is a good start on that front, and it should garner the support of all pro-life conservatives. The original co-sponsors for the bill include Representatives Robert Aderholt, AL04, Rick Allen, GA12, Jody Arrington, TX19, Brian Babin, TX36, Don Bacon, NE02, Jim Baird, IN04, Troy Balderson, OH12, Jim Banks, IN03, Jack Bergman, MI01, Andy Biggs, AZ05, Gus Bilirakis, FL12, Dan Bishop, NCO9, Lorne Boebert, COO3, Mike Bost, IL12, Ken Buck, COO4, Kit Kamick, FL03, Buddy Carter, GA01, Madison Cawthorn, NC11, Ben Klein, VA06, Michael Cloud, TX27, Rick Crawford, AR01, Warren Davidson, OH08, Byron Donalds, FL19, Jeff Duncan, SCO3, Jake Elzey, TX06, Ron Estes, KSO4, Randy Feenstra, IA04, Michelle Fishbach, MN07, Chuck Fleischman, TN03, Scott Franklin, FL15, Matt Gatz, FL01, Bob Gibbs, OH07, Louis Gohmert, TX01, Bob Good, VA05, Lance Gooden, TX05, Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA14, Glenn Grothman, WA06, Michael Guest, MS03, Andy Harris, MD01, Vicky Hartzler, MO04, Jody Isay, GA10, Bill Heisinger, MIO2, Ronnie Jackson, TX13, Bill Johnson, OH06, Dusty Johnson, SD at Large, Mike Johnson, LA04, Jim Jordan, OH04, Fred Keller, PA12, Mike Kelly, PA16, Trent Kelly, MS01, Doug LaMalfa, CA01, Doug Lamborn, COO5, Jake LaTurner, KSO2, Debbie Lesko, AZ08, Billy Long, MO07, Barry Loudermilk, GA11, Tracy Mann, KSO1, Brian Mast, FL18, David McKinley, WV01, Carol Miller, WV03, Mary Miller, IL15, John Molinar. MI4, Alex Mooney, WVO2. Barrymore, AO2, Mark Wayne Mullen, OKO2. Greg Murphy, NCO3, Troy Nels, TX22. Ralph Norman, SCO5, Stephen Palazzo. MSO4, August Pfluger, TX11. Bill Bosey, FO8, Guy Rees-Kensler. PA14, John Rose, TNO6, Matt Rosendale. Mount at Large, Chip Roy, TX21, Austin Scott. GAO8, Adrian Smith, NEO3. Jason Smith, MOO8, Pete Stauber, MNO8. Elise Stefanik, NY21, Greg Stoop. FL17, Glenn Thompson, PA15. William Timmons, SCO4, Jeff Vandrew, NJO2. Mike Waltz, FLO6, Randy Weber, TX14. Daniel Webster, FL11, Brad Winstrup, OHO2, and Roger Williams, TX25. In response to Biden's anti-life executive orders, Baltimore Archbishop William Lurie, chairman of the Bishop's Committee on Pro-Life Activities, called on Biden and all elected officials to increase support and care to mothers and babies, rather than facilitate the destruction of defenseless, voiceless human beings. Continued promotion of abortion takes lives and irreparably harms vulnerable pregnant mothers, their families, and society, the Archbishop added. It is the wrong direction to take at a moment when we should be working to support women and to build up a culture of life. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.